standing for the reading of God's word.
The scripture tonight is from the book of Luke. So if you have your Bibles with you or a device with your Bible on it, our scripture tonight is Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 33, 36 to 38, and then 46 to the first part of verse 48. So Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 33, 36 to 38, and 46 to the first part of verse 48. Hear the very words of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. Then on to verse 36. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And now verse 46. After 3 days, talking about Jesus here, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. Would you join me as I pray? Let's pray. Father God, as we gather tonight, if we don't hear your words, then the words we do hear will be meaningless. So we ask, Lord Jesus, that you tune our hearts to your grace and guide us, Holy Spirit, to the truths that will transform our lives. Amen. You may be seated. And if there's room on your particular row, if you would just scrunch in case others come tonight, if there's room in your row. In case you don't know me, my name is Steve Thompson. I serve as one of the elders here at La Crescent Evangelical Free Church. And it is a real privilege to be here tonight to bring you the good news of the gospel on this Christmas Eve. And the title of the message tonight from these verses in the chapter, second chapter of the book of Luke, the title of the message is "The Great Jesus, the Greatest Hope and Expectation." So I have a question here for us to start with. What is your and my greatest hope and expectation when it comes to celebrating Christmas? Is it gathering with friends and family like you're doing here tonight? Is it singing Christmas carols or looking at the multicolored lights? Is it receiving gifts or giving gifts? All of those things are good, but if those are the main things, we've set our sights too low. And so the main theme of this message is that Jesus is the greatest hope and expectation. And a man named Simeon and a woman named Anna, who may not be familiar names in the Bible, are mentioned in this story of Jesus' arrival, his advent in Luke chapter 2. And if you read closely the details of their stories, Simeon and Anna will be remembered because of the high hopes and expectations they had in Jesus above all else. So again, the main theme of this message tonight is that Jesus is the greatest hope and expectation. And let's take a look at Simeon, because he knew this well. From Luke chapter 2, we read that Simeon was a righteous and devout man, waiting for the consolation of Israel. In other words, he was waiting for the one who would bring comfort to God's people. Note in Luke chapter 2, verse 26, that it was the Holy Spirit's revelation to Simeon that he would see Jesus, Israel's consolation. Luke chapter 2, verse 26, hear the word of the Lord. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. As Charles Spurgeon, a renowned preacher in England in the 1800s, said, "He, the Holy Spirit, takes the things of Christ and reveals them to us." So Simeon came in the Spirit, trusting God's promise of Jesus' arrival. The Scripture says that Simeon took Jesus in his arms and blessed God, and after waiting perhaps decades, his hope and expectations had been fulfilled in the arrival of the Christ child. Imagine Simeon's delight when he held Jesus in his arms. I got a little taste of that about a week and a half ago. My wife and I had our first experience of holding our grandchild in our arms. What a thrill that was. And yet, that pales in comparison to what Simeon must have experienced when he held Jesus in his arms, because that just wasn't any baby. That was God Himself in the flesh. That was the Christ, the Anointed One. Simeon cradled the good news for all people. Jesus, the only hope for anyone to be saved from sin. Take a look at Acts chapter 13, verse 47. God says, "I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth." And the Bible says that Mary and Joseph marveled at all that was said about Jesus. And He is to be marveled at. This God-man who is the King of kings and Lord of lords, yet He fully relates to our sufferings and our temptations. His mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. So much like Simeon, a woman named Anna persevered in patience, trusting God's faithfulness. She saw Jesus as the one worth waiting hopefully and expectantly for. Scripture says that Anna was a prophetess and was well advanced in years. She worshiped and fasted day and night and didn't depart from the temple. Scripture states that at that very hour, in other words, when Mary, Joseph, and the Christ child arrived at the temple, she began to give thanks to God and spoke of Jesus to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. Let's take a look at Luke chapter 2, verse 38. "And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of Him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem." Imagine, if you will, what it must have been like for Anna to finally experience the coming of the Messiah, the Anointed One. Much like Simeon, Anna praised and thanked God for Jesus, whom she celebrated by sharing with others the good news of His arrival. Think about this. Good news is worth sharing. Anna had waited so long and so expectantly for Jesus. She probably shared the good news of His arrival with zeal. How zealous are you and I to share the love of Christ? Good news is also worth receiving. So why is Jesus good news? Why are you here tonight? Well, listen and meditate on the following truths very carefully about Jesus. Listen closely. He came a lowly infant, God Himself with us. He walked humbly as a man, not to be served, but to serve. He died as a cursed criminal, making many sinners righteous. He rose from the dead, validating sinners made saints. And He will come again with His saints, all things to be made new. That's really good news, church. Have you received the good news, which is Jesus Himself? Is Jesus a stumbling block or a folly to you as you listen to this message? Or is He the cornerstone of your life? If you haven't done so, you can receive Him even this very Christmas evening by simple faith through God's extravagant grace and mercy. The Bible says, repent and believe. In other words, turn away from sin and turn toward God. Jesus is the only way to find peace with God and hope for tomorrow. He is truly the greatest hope and expectation. And that brings us to our final point. If you are listening closely in the closing portion of the text from Luke chapter 2, we see the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem after the Passover had ended, while his family returned home. He stayed in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Now think about that. For a 12-year-old boy to be separated from his parents for 3 days is a bit alarming and disturbing. But what was astonishing was the fact of Jesus' understanding of the Scriptures and His answers to the teachers' questions. Let's take a look at Luke chapter 2, verses 47 and the first part of verse 48. God says, all who heard Him were amazed at His understanding and His answers. And when His parents saw Him, they were astonished. How about you and I? Are we amazed and astonished with who Jesus is? In fact, are we amazed and astonished that God Himself in the flesh would come from glory and rescue broken and needy people like us in a world of chaos and turmoil? Think about that. Do we find assurance in Jesus' first advent? And do we look forward to His second advent with hopefulness and expectancy? Because when He comes again some glorious day, it will not be as a lowly infant king, but as the mighty conquering King. Jesus will make all things new. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. God's dwelling place will be with His people. There will be no more sorrow or sadness. There will be no more death or pain, because all of the former things will have passed away. That's really good news, church. That's Jesus. He is the greatest hope and expectation. And so in conclusion, I'd like to share with you some of the words from an old hymn titled Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Charles Wesley wrote that hymn in 1744. You know the tune, so sing along with me if you can, and I'll really try to do it justice here. So join with me if you will. The words are up on the projection. Come thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Do those words written so long ago resonate with you and me? Is the true longing of our heart to see Jesus as our joy, as the greatest hope and expectation? If not, we've set our sights too low. Both Simeon and Anna had high hopes and expectations of celebrating Jesus at that first Advent. And they were not disappointed, because God is faithful. So too may we look forward to celebrating His second Advent with the same hope and expectation at every Christmas and all year round. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Yes, come soon. Would you join me in prayer, church? Father, Lord, thank you for being the author of the good news message that we have heard tonight from your word, that the Son of God and the Son of Man came to save sinners. And as your church gathering to celebrate that truth, some in persecution, some in freedom, but yet all celebrating the great and good news that Jesus is Lord and Savior. And so tonight, Father, our prayer is that the power and presence of your Holy Spirit, that He will see that there is no greater hope and expectation than you, Lord Jesus. We celebrate you tonight. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Stand as we continue in worship.
The wise men came from country far to seek for a king. Was their intent and to follow the star?
Colossians 1, verses 15 through 20. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of the cross. If you have gone to LEFC for some time. In fact, if you were just here yesterday, you know that we sang a song called Come Behold the Wondrous Mystery. And it's so good because it brings out this idea that it is such a mystery that God would come to earth. And again, not just in the form of a baby for no reason, but yet for a purpose to die, again, for our good, for the building of his kingdom, and for his glory. And so we're going to sing that together. But also, if they haven't already, the ushers will be coming down the aisles, particularly if you didn't get a candle. I know some of you didn't when you came in, so they will be coming down during the singing of the song. So if you need one, you can get one then. Let's sing, Come Behold the Wondrous Mystery.
Behold the wondrous mystery in the dawning of the King. Be the theme of heaven, robed in frail humanity, in our longing, in our darkness. Christ to condescend, took on flesh. his living, in his suffering, never trace nor stain of sin. See the true and better Adam come to save the hell-bound man. Christ the great and sure fulfillment of the law in him is read. Come behold the wondrous mystery, Christ the Lord upon the tree. In the stead of ruined sinners hangs the Lamb in victory. See the price of our redemption. See the Father's plan unfold, bringing many sons to glory. Grace on a man. Come behold the wondrous mystery, slain by death the God of life. But no grave could e'er restrain him. Praise the Lord, he is alive. What a foretaste of deliverance, how unwavering our hope. Christ in power resurrected, as we will be when he comes. What a foretaste of deliverance. Christ in power resurrected, as we will be when he comes.
If you're able to remain standing, please do so as we prepare for the candle lighting. And before we light the candles, I wanted to read to you from the book of John. This is chapter 12, verse 46. John 12, verse 46. Jesus says, I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. And so on this Christmas Eve, I want to remind us that we light these candles to show us that Jesus is the light of the world. And just as the candles bring light to the darkness in this room, Jesus brings light to the world darkened by sin. And that darkness will never overcome the light of Christ. As we light the candles, I want you to remember those truths, that the light of Christ will shine always and forever. Have you received Him as your Lord and Savior as you come here this evening on this Christmas Eve? And so as we light the candles, remember that He is the light of the world. And as we light these candles, by the way, the ushers will go down the aisle and will light each person's on the end of the aisle. So those of you who have an unlit candle, be sure and tip your candle into the lighted one. Remember that. And then, once we conclude with our final hymn, then you may extinguish your candles and place them in the back as you leave. And God bless you tonight as we have gathered here as God's church to praise His great